Robert Bob, the emergency financial manager appointed to run the Detroit Public Schools, is announcing a plan today to close more than 40 schools now and more in coming years. Many of these schools have long histories and proud traditions, and people are bound to be sad, even angry. However, there's no choice. Detroit schools are a debt-ridden, dysfunctional mess. The number of kids attending Detroit Public Schools is falling far faster than the city's dwindling population. There are only 88,000 kids now left in Detroit schools, half of what there was 7 years ago. Within another 4 years, that figure is expected to dramatically fall further to 56,000. Anyone who knows anything about these schools or their finances knows that drastic changes are essential. Education in Detroit was governed by an elected school board before the governor intervened last year, appointed Bob, and took their power away. That, too, had to be done. Anyone familiar with the school board had to be appalled by the way they did, or actually, failed to do their jobs. That was the case even before this month's astonishing revelation that Otis Mathis, the school board president, is barely able to read and cannot write a coherent sentence, something he cheerfully admits. There is, however, an apparent philosophical dilemma. Should the citizens who live in a school district have the power to choose who should run public education and how education is to be delivered, even if they make terrible choices? Nobody would question our right as voters to choose whomever we want to lead our nation. So, why not the schools? Pragmatically, though there's been some muttering that Robert Bob is being paid too much, there's little doubt that he's the right man at the right time. The nation's best-known and most successful African-American city manager, he later got interested in education and was elected president of the Washington, D.C. School Board. He's run cities as diverse as Oakland, California, Richmond, Virginia, and Kalamazoo, and now he's doing nothing less than trying to save Detroit. That is, to give Detroit a chance to save itself. You see, even if Detroit can get its finances in order, dramatically lower crime, and put people back to work, it has no chance to attract a stable, middle-class population unless and until it has a school system parents can have confidence in. That's not the case now. Even the best city will attract only residents who, as demographer Kurt Metzger says, are newlywed or almost dead without a reliable school system. But what about local control? The fact is, this is a false dilemma. To have schools run by locally elected boards made sense in the pioneer days. Local communities started schools and, for many years, were their sole financial source of support. However, the state is now the major source of school funding. The well-being of Michigan's children is properly a concern of us all. Legally, cities are creatures of the state. Logically, their school systems should be as well. Detroit schools face enormous problems, but at long last they have a bold and intelligent leader who is not afraid to make the right decisions, whether popular or not. The rest of our state should be that lucky.